T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I guess there are people that have way more faith in their friends than we in this room do.
Oh.
Because despite the fact that two men are facing serious charges for what they allegedly did, charges that, by the way, put a local woman behind bar for years while ago, at least one of our listeners would still have no problem doing this for a buddy.
Okay.
In fact, he's upset that we'd even question doing this for a friend. Which is odd, because if you are a gun person who values your ability to have a gun, wouldn't you want people who would be dangerous with them not to make you, right?
Like, yeah, kinda, you think, like, yeah, yeah,
it,
yeah.
It
yeah.
didn't seem controversial at all. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. It's time for
Hate It Out.
Hate Mail of the Week. And it was about 10 days ago, we told you the story of two men from Mount Morris. According to 13 Wham, 56-year-old Eric Carney got in trouble after police say he fired a Savage Access 30-06 rifle.
30-06, go through seven engine blocks.
Police say he fired that rifle into the fence of what seems to be a neighbor.
Why not?
Sounds like it was an accident.
Yeah.
However, what was a bigger deal, according to authorities, Carney has four previous felony convictions, which means he's not allowed to own that gun. Mm. So he was charged with a bunch of stuff because of that, but an investigation was opened as to how he got that weapon. And after that investigation, police say 62-year-old Timothy Wagner bought that gun for Carney. Mm. Filled out the paperwork at a gun shop as if he was buying it for himself, the whole time knowing it was going to his friend. He's not allowed to do that. That is what's called a
straw purchase.
You got it. He's now been charged with a felony. Same thing that sent Dawn Wynn, you remember her, away for years after that tragedy in West Webster. Mm. So, after we discussed this in the room, and asked who in their right mind had that much faith in a friend or a family member to buy them a gun when, one, you know they legally can't have it, two, you're putting your ass on the line big time in doing so, we didn't think it was all that controversial.
No.
Pretty standard take.
Considering we have an example how bad this could go locally.
Well, seems this guy didn't feel like calling. He got himself some pen and some paper because he wants to let his feelings be known, Tommy.
Okay.
Actual letters sent through the mail with stamps on them telling us we suck, wanting us fired, accusing us of tyranny.
Suck and tyranny. Be a great morning show.
Suck and tyranny. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I never thought I'd hear the day that there would be some idiots on WCMF advocating for the tyrannical government gun laws that are taking away our freedoms. What kind of question is, would you buy a gun from someone who shouldn't have one? There is no someone who shouldn't have one, so I'd buy a gun for any friend that asked me to, providing that they have money for it to give me. The situation has never presented itself, but I wouldn't have any problems or guilt doing it. Do you want to know why? Because there isn't any law, as far as I'm concerned, that legally keeps someone from being a gun owner. I don't see anything from our founding fathers about that. I believe in gun ownership for everyone. And if that means I have to put my freedom at risk to prove what I believe in, well, so be it. You on the other hand, want to listen to big government tell you what to do and make you believe lies about people who simply want to protect themselves. I'm not a sheep. I don't get swayed, and I won't be listening to your anti-freedom propaganda anymore. Read the Constitution, grow some balls, and then get back to me. No longer a WCMF fan. Derek.
I like how Derek's not a sheep, but he'll have his buddy convince him to go get a gun for him.
Great point. Great point.
Okay.
Well, that's just it's a sheep on sheep transaction. All right, so he wants us to read the Constitution.
Yeah, right.
I don't have time to do that today. I got hockey camp at 4.
I just read the headlines.
Okay, if you could, all right. How did this go from a trouble for friends discussion
I don't know.
To an American freedom yes. argument. Because this is, by the way, this isn't the only thing like this we got. We got a bunch of Facebook messages saying similar things right after we talked about this, yep. like 10, 11 days ago. And maybe folks who are gun owners can help us out a little bit. Because first off, like, you have a right to own a gun.
Yes.
Doesn't bother me.
No.
Doesn't bother you.
Like, it's gun
your,
up.
It's your right. And based on discussions about yeah. guns we've had on the show, people I know, people you know, it feels like the overwhelming majority of people who own guns are responsible.
Yes.
And they take that responsibility seriously. Yeah. Right?
They have to.
And, like, you know, don't buy into this whole one side versus the other thing. The stuff you see on social media is not always how people feel about things.
Yes.
Right? We tend to amplify the stuff that seems the craziest. Which is why letters like this are so head-scratching. Why would you want a four-time felon to have a gun?
I don't.
Because that's what the story's about.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
we don't know what his felonies are. But I don't want on my conscience something horrible that could happen if the gun I purchase ends up in a bad situation.
But all right, so we had the Don Wynn thing, which was horrible. But just take this guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to have a gun. Mm-hmm. The first, what does he do with it? He shoots it into a fence.
Right. Right.
At his neighbor.
You were doing something irresponsible
right,
with it already.
You got the gun.
Yeah.
You shoot the fence, which causes the cops to come to your house.
That is a great point. Yes. And, like, forget the potential punishment you could be facing, right? Which, again, when it comes to a straw purchase, can be very severe. Just the fact that this person, who I know but I don't control, has shown they've made bad decisions in the past, which is why they can't legally own a gun, why do they deserve to have a gun?
They don't. I mean, you waived that right.
I mean, look, do you want to convince me, 222-6000, explain it to me, but it doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. Like, I would have thought, being someone who lives outside the gun world, right? Because I grew up with people that were gun people.
For sure.
Right? Okay. That folks who own guns legally would be fine with laws like this.
I think they are.
Keeps you safer, right?
I mean, I think my brothers would be fine.
Well, unless...
I shouldn't say that out loud.
You think your brothers would buy a gun for someone who couldn't have a gun?
My one brother is very paranoid, so no.
Okay.
My other brother is more like me about things.
Okay, uh-oh.
Like, what are the odds?
Well, but the odds are actually pretty good.
I know, but sometimes, you know.
No, but I'm saying, like, in this story, again, that this guy has four previous felonies. Like, if we're going to play the odds are that something
they're gonna
bad
be in trouble again at some point, whether it's gun-related or not.
Which is exactly what happened in this story.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I got a brother that shot a lizard in his yard.
With a silencer.
With a silencer. So I don't know where he stands on these laws.
Okay. That's a valid
point.
But we
did find out silencers are legal.
In Florida. Yeah, don't go around
buying it. But you can say that about anything as long as you say in Florida.
It is odd. You can't fly from New York to Florida with 3 ounces of pot, but you can buy a silencer when you get there.
Yeah, and shoot a lizard.
There you go.
Yeah.
226,000 hate mail of the week coming off of the story. Two gentlemen that are in trouble in Mount Morris after one bought a gun, straw purchase, for another guy who had the 30-06 rifle, according to police, shot a fence by accident. That led to an investigation, which led to this guy being arrested for the alleged straw purchase, right? Like, can we be real here?
What's that?
And I'm always curious with the responsible gun owners out there. Does every responsible gun owner have someone in their life who they know owns a gun that they don't think should own a gun?
It's got to be.
I'm asking.
Like, I mean, everybody's got that one friend. Well, but you say they also had to have a gun.
Well, yeah, they would own a gun.
All right.
But, like, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this ain't the best idea.
What's that?
Well, no, because like, you want a gun.
Yes, I do.
And your wife won't let you have a gun.
Yes, that's right.
But, like, if you got a gun,
mm-hmm.
which is your right, I would think I have my friend now who owns a gun that shouldn't own a gun.
No, but I haven't done anything wrong with a gun yet.
Because you don't have one.
Yeah, you don't have a gun.
Yet.
Was that? Yeah. Are you threatening me or
no,
are you an idiot?
No, say nothing. You burn your mouth. Where's that silencer?
Okay. Like, here's my question.
Okay.
What world do you want to live in here? Because let's keep in mind, in this particular story, it's not like the cops kicked down this four-time felon's door and went searching for a weapon.
Yeah.
Right? He put a bullet into a fence, according to the allegation, which led to an investigation. Like, he screwed it up.
Mm.
And it brought him down, and it brought his friend down, according to cops. It's not like the FBI raided Don Wynn's house.
Yeah.
Right? They discovered the straw purchase investigating the senseless murder of Wes Webster firefighters. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they can easily tie you to the gun, is what you're saying.
And what I'm getting at is, it's not like every straw purchase we find out about comes from something that goes horribly wrong. Because this person who wasn't legally allowed to own the gun I mean, best case scenario, they're careless with it, right? Worst case scenario, it's used to hurt people intentionally. Like, it seems to me, as a gun owner, I wouldn't want to be lumped in with those people.
No, you wouldn't. Because I was surprised at people that legally had guns. Like, they went through the process, no straw purchase, and I go, man, you got a gun?
Wait, like people you know personally?
Oh. My family. Two people had guns in my family. Three people in my family that should not own a firearm. I'm not even talking about my brothers, but extended family.
Okay. But you're talking about based on past decisions they've made.
How about you could research. They gave my sister a gun. My sister had standard 38.
Okay. Wait, it wasn't a 38 special?
Probably was when it was in her hand. I don't know. My father had a gun, bro.
Yeah, it's alarming.
So my father tried to talk my brother. So my brother took my dad's gun when they were going into the nursing home. My dad had a beautiful Colt Python 357 Magnum. It was like one step below like Dirty Harry.
Okay.
This thing was a hand cannon, right? So my father calls my brother up one day and goes, hey, I need my gun back. Now, he's in the nursing home in South Florida. My brother goes, no, you don't. He goes, yes, I do.
Why do you need the gun back?
I got to protect your mother.
Oh.
He goes, what if a hurricane comes and drug addicts want to come into the nursing home and take all our drugs? Because, yeah, let them have them. So my father legitimately, like, can you imagine if my father found a way to smuggle a gun in a nursing home? He ran somebody over with his wheelchair that the sheriff's department had to come in and investigate. Legitimately. He was on bed arrest at one point.
No, that was a real thing, bed arrest?
Bed arrest, yes. Yes. Because he was being nasty with the nurses. There's a reason why I'm like this, Patrick.
This just
happened by accident, man.
You just brought up a point that I hadn't even thought about, like when your parents start aging. Like you think like the first thing that you worry about and taking away from them is like their car. You take away the keys, and that's a battle that a lot of people struggle with. I couldn't imagine trying to take away an aging person's protection.
Yeah.
You hear from my gun punk? Well, are you?
It's a great point, though. That's a great point because
like, I couldn't imagine being a child of a gun owner and be like, "This isn't safe for you to have anymore."
You gotta go get them, though, bro.
But no, here's the thing: if they've been responsible with it their whole lives, because your father never shot anybody.
No.
Right? He never like, waved it.
I don't think he fired that thing in years, but he had it forever.
Okay, so your father had been responsible with it his entire life.
But he knew where it was, and he wanted it to take it to a nursing home. So I don't know, like, if he heard something outside, but even when they lived in our condo, and he's blitzed out drunk.
I get it. I get your concern.
Yeah.
But how do you look at that guy who's
always
been responsible?
Yeah, like when do you make that decision?
Yeah, you don't
have at some point, you got to pull that trigger, though.
Not figuratively, of course.
Yeah, yes. Dad, put the gun down. Yeah. I think you got to go in there and get those weapons just for their own safety.
Yeah, but the argument from that person, and it would be a valid argument, is I've never done anything wrong with this gun. I've always been responsible with it. Why are you taking this away from me?
Because you can't even hit the toilet when you pee anymore. I told you, he fell down drunk so many times the ambulance had to take him to the hospital.
Okay.
I can imagine when he was jacked up on homemade Kahlua in a 357 Magnum in his hand, and all of a sudden something on Jeopardy pissed him off. That's a hellstorm I don't want to hear about, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.